from KQED.
Just think about the array of topics on the November ballot. Labels for genetically modified foods, capital punishment, human trafficking. Well, much less provocative, but maybe more important, Propositions 30 and 38. Both would increase taxes for education. But public opinion polls out this week show neither earning majority support. At a press conference in San Francisco Thursday, Governor Jerry Brown pushed his Prop 30, acknowledging it's a tough sell.
It's hurt the schools or take a little money from people can well afford it. It's so obvious that it is a little puzzling that the polls are a little higher.
In fact, over the last few years, statewide measures to raise taxes have failed. As part of our election 2012 coverage, the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis explores why voters are more likely to favor local tax initiatives.
Redwood City is a suburb half an hour south of San Francisco. In recent years, the city has restored its historic downtown area and cleaned up its neighborhoods. But one thing remains the same. The Redwood City School District continues to get the lowest amount of state education funding compared to neighboring communities, a result of the state's complex school funding formula.
It's not fair, and it's wrong.
That's Margaret Marshall, a 78-year-old Redwood City education advocate who served on the district's school board back in the 1980s. Marshall says millions of dollars in state budget cuts, combined with the state's dysfunctional school funding system, finally forced her to take some political action last year.
We're in the Red Morton Community Center, and this is where we gathered on Saturdays to do precinct walks. And we were here.
Marshall takes me to where she and an army of volunteers spent hours drafting a local parcel tax for Redwood City schools this past spring. Parcel taxes have become extremely popular among public school districts because the money raised goes directly into local campuses and teachers. But passing this kind of measure is tough. It requires a supermajority vote or two-thirds voter approval. Redwood City tried three times before to pass a parcel tax, but Marshall says voters were finally ready to listen.
I had more coffee and more cups of tea in the little coffee houses locally. But when you take the time to explain it to someone one-on-one, you feel better about it. I think lots of times people distrust because they don't understand what's happening.
That grassroots effort paid off in the June primary. Redwood City Schools will now get $1.7 million extra every year for the next several years. And it's not just this community. Voters across California approved a record number of local school parcel taxes last spring. They also said yes to a large number of local school construction bond measures, which only need a 55% voter approval. Next month, a whopping 131 local school tax initiatives will appear on ballots across California. Experts say voters' recent inclination to support such measures could spell trouble for the two statewide tax hike initiatives.
If they see the money being spent on their block, on their street, in their children's school, they're at least willing to consider that tax increase.
Dan Schnur is a political analyst at the University of Southern California. He says of the two statewide tax proposals, Governor Jerry Brown's Prop 30 has greater public support, but voters are still not convinced the money it raises will get to local classrooms. Schnur says Brown's biggest political roadblock is deep-rooted voter skepticism.
That's why he pushed so hard for pension reform. It's why he talked so much earlier this year about the importance of welfare reform. It's why he cut down on the number of cellular phones that state employees have at their disposal. Almost everything he's done has been designed to say to voters, hey, look, you can trust me with your tax dollars.
The California dream was built on our schools and colleges, but the last 4 years have been devastating.
The governor's Prop 30 TV ads reflect his you can trust me message. Prop 30 would raise about $6 billion by taxing California's wealthiest and increasing the sales tax. Roughly half of the new money would go toward public schools and community colleges. The rest would help tackle the state's structural deficit. Critics say the governor is misleading voters by claiming Prop 30 is an education tax measure when it also raises revenue for other uses. But Brown's campaign says stabilizing the state's overall budget is essential for school funding. Educators and parents who support Prop 30 emphasize what will happen if the measure doesn't pass, a $6 billion spending cut halfway into this school year. I visited the agricultural town of Watsonville, south of Santa Cruz. School officials there say they can't afford that.
It's not uncommon that both parents are leaving for the fields at 5:30 in the morning.
Brett McFadden is the chief business officer for Watsonville Public Schools. McFadden says the district needs all the money it can get to provide extra resources for its students, most of whom are learning English as a second language. That's why the Watsonville School Board, the local teachers union, and community groups have endorsed Prop 30, but McFadden says it's not a perfect solution.
Prop 30 stabilizes us. It protects us. We don't get anything extra from it. It just protects us against a further cut. So to that extent, you know, it isn't a magic bullet. It's a temporary fix.
But it's still this community's best hope. Most immigrant parents here don't earn a lot of money, and many are not registered voters. As hard as it was for Redwood City to pass a local parcel tax, in Watsonville, securing the two-thirds vote for such a measure would be an even steeper climb. The statewide measures, on the other hand, need just a simple majority vote. A poll this week shows the governor's measure with 48% support and Prop 38 with 39%. The challenge over the next week and a half will be whether either campaign can bridge the tax trust divide. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
You'll find our complete election coverage and our guide to all 11 state propositions on our website, californiareport.org/election.